The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Avrocha, we continue with our Achonos. For Hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Shana, starting a new year with the clarity of what this world is all about and how it's run. Because Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOilam, and together being the Melech HaOilam is our all for Rachamon and Arachim Halinu. So we started the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, we started our opening remark, Hashem Tzvotzei Tiftoch. I realized even my ability to daven in front of you, to talk to you, is in your hands. I need your sound, it's my trumpet in my mouth. And what am I doing? See, Yagid Tilosech. I'm about to say the Tilos, the praises of Hashem. And then we start the bracha by bowing down, Baruch. I'm bending myself down. I'm not the one who's in control. I'm bending myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Baruch, the Makor HaBrachos. Once again, I'm reinforcing two things. Number one is that everything is from Hashem, and number two is all the brachos is from Hashem. All the good in this world is from Hashem. There's so much good, all from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ato, another good, amazing thing, just us, Klal Yisrael, we're able to speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No other nation in the world can do that. Hashem, Rachmin, Elikeno, Special Ashoka, Te Avni Tzuri Yaakov, Akesh Tzuri Ovis, So Tzuri 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 Neakor, Zuch Tzuri Ovis, Nevi Goyal, Nevi Nehem, Laman Shmoy V'Avo. We insert something into this Tzvila on the Sesem Yitzhuza, Zuch Reinu L'Chaim, Melechobet B'Chaim, Laman Chalikim Chaim. Hashem should remember us, the time that Hashem is a Zeicha. Hashem knows everything, but Zeicha means that he's taken into account now. That's why he said he's a Chorinus and Shemoneh Esrei and Moses. Zeicha Konish Kochis. Our whole Cheshem is in front of us. So you want these Ikora now to interact with us with Chaim, to give us Chaim Nitzchi, not just Chaim this world, Chaim Olam Haba. Melech Chochis V'Chaim. Desire Chaim. The mancha, for your sake, Elikim Chaim. Now, that's a very fitting request because it's a super the time that we're being judged for life for the next year. Even though Tzadik and Gemurim is already finished in Rosh Hashanah, though we all hope we're in the gather of the Dainanim that we have till Yom Kippur till finished off. And there's certain Dainim that even for Tzadikim end off, and Yom Kippur, but I'll call upon him. The big question that the Rishonim ask is, this is not a bracha of request. It's a bracha of Shvachim, we're praising Hashem. In Tzai Baruch there's no request. We're stating the greatness of Hashem, God will give us a new great and good and powerful God will serve him. So, you're not allowed to ask a personal request of this bracha. So why over here are we putting this request in this bracha? Now, it seems to be out of place. If you notice that the things that Chazal added always have some special shaykhah to the bracha itself, both in the first bracha, Mi'ez Hashem, tomorrow, whenever we get to the second, in the Mechai Mason, we also say, Mi'cha Moishu. They have some, it's not just, it happens to be we throw in the idea of Chaim, it has to do with the nusach of the bracha itself. So in this bracha, what do we say before we are saying Zachain L'Chaim? Kela Golo Gibo V'Noyu Kela V'Sodim Tzivim V'Koyin HaKo Zivu Chasei Ovis Amevi Goylus Nevi Nehem Haman Shemoi B'Avo. All these great things he does, and specifically for Klal Yisrael, Amevi Goylus Nevi Nehem, he brings salvation to the descendants of the Ovis, Leman Shemoi V'Avo. Hashem has Leman Shemoi. This is for the sake of his midas chesed that he wants to give to us be'ahava. L'man shemoi. Hashem is doing it because it's not just Tzemach doesn't tell him, but his whole purpose in creating this world was to do chesed with whatever he is. So we should have the opportunity to get to Olam Haba. Not just a wonderful thing to put to our use in this world, but more than that, this world is a chitim to get to eternal life. Have a chivu takodesh bohu lenetzach. So we're saying in the Man Shemoi that all the good
Kol Halashon
in this world is because that is something Hashem wanted. That's the show, something Hashem wants to express. And Ba'ava, it has Ava. So when we're saying the Shulchan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying not just the different facets of the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Chesed, Tzivim, Kohen Yaakov, he set up everything. But we're reminding ourselves also of Laman Shemoi, that this is something that was intrinsic in the Bria. It was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavah Yochol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created desire. Kavah Yochol, he needs it. Kavah Hashem doesn't need anything, but as much as we can understand it, Hashem's desire in this world was that there should be a nation, there should be people that are going to be Zeichad, to have this Ava, this Kilva to him. So if you notice, the words of Laman Shmoy Ba'aba that are part of the Shmoy Esrei, and now we're saying also over here, Laman Cho, the same word we said Laman Shmoy, we're saying Laman Cho. That's the connection between these two things. Laman Cho, we're requesting our life, that we want a real life, a life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only this world, the eternal life, is Laman Shmoy, is Laman Cho. We're not at this point of the tefillah. We're not focusing on ourselves. We're focusing on a kodesh baruch hu, the mancha for you. And this is an amazing yitzhak. Chaim Volozhiner says it, that a person is supposed to do Torah mitzvahs because that's the right thing to do. Lishma, not just for reward. If you do it for reward, you get reward also. But that's not the highest level. The highest level is this is the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem, I want to do the will of Hashem. Just like if I love somebody, I want to do what they want. Also me, I want to show Kodesh Baruch how much I want to be close to him. Because that's the highest level of Avodas Hashem. Show closeness to Kodesh Baruch. But he says an interesting thing. There's a person that honestly says, you know, I'm having sorrows and I have personal benefit, but I know how much you, Kodesh Baruch, have a desire to be native and do good. And I want you also, your helga, your desire to do good, to come upon me, and I shouldn't have this tzar anymore, then I'm turning it around. Come on, you have to be honest about it, but you have to really think about it. I'm not just being misbah because I'm in pain, or I have this problem, I have another problem. I know that the Shekhinah himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, is Kavah Yochol B'tzar, and the fact that I'm B'tzar. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, when a Jew is in the tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kavah Yochol and B'tzar also together with that individual. So we're saying, for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want you to be the Tzayib. And now, with that mind frame, we're really not making a selfish request, but we're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's basically the nature, that's basically this bakosha that we have over here. It's not a bakosha for me. I'm saying the greatness of Hashem, and Hashem, like we said before, the man, much more be'ava, you created the entire world. This was your greatness, to be made to do good. And therefore, I want your plan for the tachlis of the Bria to come out. That's a shevach. That's a recognition of the greatness of Hashem. I'm not asking for myself right now. I want to be alive, and I want to have it. I'm saying the mantra, and we have to think seriously about this. I want it for myself, but together with that, and even now stressing more than for myself, this is your desire. That's such a clear recognition of the greatness of Hashem. This is the biggest shevach. Pi sapi tilosecha. This is the biggest way of expressing that all my needs and everything I have is because you want that. You want to be made this. And therefore, I'm asking that your Ratzon should be Mekuyim, your Ratzon that should be Klal Yisrael, that should have eternal Chayim together like this both of the Netzach HaTochim should be Mekuyim. That's what we're asking. And therefore, that's an a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a recognition of greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a desire that the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take effect and come to be. That's what we're saying. Every Shemoneh Esrei for 10 days a year. We may not be on that level all year round, but at least 10 days a year to think about that. I'm not just making my selfish request. I want life, Hashem. Give me what I want and leave me alone. The exact opposite. The manasol. Chofetz v'chayim. You want Chayim. You create the world that there should be Chayim. The mancha, so that your Ratzon and the Bria should come out. That's where I'm presenting my request. And therefore, it's mamash part of the Shlochim, or the Shmoneh Esrei. It's a hemshuch of what we said a second before it. The man Shmoneh Be'ava, the whole world was created for his, for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he should be able to be made to us, to do good to us, and therefore I want Chayim. So he should have the right kavanah, and make a kiddush Shem Shemayim, the Makavas Hashem, have a deeper appreciation of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do chesed to us. Need to share and help bring us bracha with Yad Vashem and everything we do. And see you soon.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.